Good morning. President Nixon has just arrived in Warsaw, the capital of Poland. You're looking at the president's plane, Air Force One, or as he has rechristened it, the Spirit of 76, as it taxis in at Okęcie International Airport in Warsaw. The president will be greeted there by Polish dignitaries, headed by Chairman Jabłonski, who is chairman of the Polish State Council. Secretary of State William Rogers is waiting for the president. He left the presidential party after the Soviet part of the president's trip, went to Bonn to speak to the West German government, has returned. NBC News correspondent John Chancellor is at Okęcie International Airport in Warsaw, the press plane having arrived 20 or 30 minutes before the president's plane did, and I'm going to call him in now. John?
Yes, Ed, here I am at Okęcie Airport in Warsaw on a nice, soft afternoon, spring afternoon here in Poland. The weather is partly cloudy, not raining. It was raining earlier, and the president's plane landed, I think, as you saw, about a minute ago.
John, I want to interrupt you to say something I did not say before but should have, which is that the president flew to Warsaw from Tehran, the capital of Iran. It's about a five-hour flight. The president spent 22 hours in Tehran, much of that time in conference with the Shah. He is about to spend about 24 hours in Poland, some of it in conference with the leaders of the Polish government, principally the first secretary of the Polish Communist Party, Edward Gierek. But there will also be a good deal of ceremony, and in fact that ceremonial will begin at Warsaw Airport itself. John, I imagine you have some information on who is greeting the president and what his schedule is to be.
Well, we're not quite sure yet, Ed. The pictures will show us in a minute. We expect that the Prime Minister, Pietro Jaroszewicz, will be here, that the Foreign Ministry, Stephen Olszewski, will be here, and we are looking for, but have not yet found in the crowd, the President of the Council of State, as you mentioned, Henryk Jabłonski. Edward Gierek will not be here. And that's, I think you may be able to see in your picture now, the President, Henryk Jabłonski, walking across the airport apron here to greet the president. There are members of the diplomatic corps. There is an army guard from the Polish army. There is a band, and we are having another airport welcome. That's President Jabłonski, you see, shaking hands there. Ambassador Mosbacher from the United States, and the Spirit of 1776, Spirit of 76. Last stop for Mr. Nixon in Europe on this tour of three separate countries. President Jabłonski and other members of the welcoming party, we can see a young girl with flowers, moving now to the bottom of the ramp. Door open on the Spirit of 76. That's the official welcoming party you see on the left-hand side of your screen. LOT, which you can read on the back of the jackets of the men bringing up the ramp, is the name of the Polish National Airline. This is being carried on Polish television, so you are watching at home in the United States as they are watching in Warsaw. That's the press group in the foreground of the picture now. Long red carpet being unfolded for the president. We can see Mrs. Nixon in the doorway. There she is now. That's a blue and white pattern coat Mrs. Nixon is wearing. Was in the crowd. Yes, that's the foreign minister, Stephen Olszewski, shaking hands. The prime minister, Piotr Jaroszewicz. American Ambassador Walter Cecil is here. After this, the president will go to a reviewing stand where there will be remarks. The president with President Henryk Jabłonski of Poland.
Kapitan Dorf, pilnuje kompanię honorową Wojska Polskiego, Fire!
Holy, holy. Nixon now reviewing an honor guard of the Polish Army drawn up here at Okęcie Airport in Warsaw.
John Chancellor, this is Ed Newman in New York. That's an unusual sight, a single officer doing the goose step. Normally, when you see the goose step performed, it's done by formations. You don't often see one man doing it alone. Provided a strange contrast with the rather casual walking of the rest of the party, President Nixon, President Jablonski, and the president's own military aide. I take it that red-covered platform is where they will be delivering their remarks.
That's what we assume, Ed. The president is now meeting members of the diplomatic corps gathered here at the airport. Mr. Nixon looks remarkably fit, given the schedule he's been having for the last few days. What you hear in the background is the honor guard marching away.
John, I'll just seize the opportunity to say, while the president is going down the receiving line of diplomats and others, that you were in Tehran when the president was. There were a number of bombing incidents there, including one in which an Iranian woman was killed. She was a bystander when a bomb went off in the automobile of an American brigadier general who was an advisor to the Iranian Air Force, and that brigadier general had both legs broken. Were you aware of much of that? Was any of it very close to the presidential party?
The incident at the tomb this morning, there were some sticks of dynamite that went off near a tomb the president was to have visited. And that would have been close to him, but not too close. We do not feel here, Ed, that in any way was the life of the president menaced by these explosions. What we do believe is that the terrorist groups which are operating in Tehran, the anti-government groups there, used the president's visit to make a demonstration of how they feel. And there were actually bombs set off in several places in Tehran this morning.
As you mentioned, the one at the monument, the dynamite at the monument where the president was to lay a wreath went off 45 minutes before Mr. Nixon was due there. In fact, he did go through with the wreath laying ceremony. He wanted to, and the Shah also wanted him to. But of course, it was the most extensive and intensive search of the monument area before the president went there. And I gather that security was extremely heavy at that time.
And the president was delayed about 45 minutes, but actually caught up with his schedule and got to his next appointment only 3 minutes late. The terrorist problem in Iran is a serious one. Last week, Ed, they executed 5 people and sent 89 to jail for long-term jail terms. And in the last 16 months, they have executed 38 people, and almost a similar number have been killed in gunfights with the police. They say there are 3 guerrilla groups operating there, and they are anti the regime, not necessarily anti the United States. as you can see now, the president moving more quickly toward the end of this line.
How warm is it where you are, John?
57 degrees, Ed. It's a very nice spring day here in Poland. You see in your picture the Polish government hosts of President Nixon standing there waiting for him to mount those steps, presumably, so that he and President Jablonski can make their statements here at the airport.
Well, we saw the president wave a moment ago. He seemed to be looking up and waving. I suspect that there are some members of the American colony in Warsaw, probably up on the balcony of the airport terminal building, that the president was waving to them. Is that a good guess?
That's right, and what we think is a representative group of probably 500, maybe 400 Russians, Polish citizens who are here at the airport. The president's walking past them. They're now applauding. Some of those may be American families. We just don't know, Ed. They look to me to be Polish. And with him, President Henryk Jablonski. Those are Polish citizens, we've been told. The president has been here before, and when he was here the last time, he, as vice president, he got a very, very enthusiastic reception, and I'm sure that's in his mind today. Matter of fact, Ed, as you well know, and as many people in our audience do know, when an American public figure or politician comes to Poland, he is always warmly received. This is an absolute surefire crowd country for any prominent American. President now walking toward the reviewing stand. With Mr. Nixon, President Henryk Jablonski, President of the Council of State of Poland.
Szanowny Panie Prezydencie, Szanowna Pani Nixon, w imieniu Rady Państwa i Rządu Polskiej Rzeczpospolitej Ludowej witam na polskiej ziemi Pana, Panie Prezydencie, Pańską małżonkę i towarzyszące Panu osobistości. W osobie Pana witamy przedstawiciela kraju, z którego narodem łączą naród polski liczne tradycyjne więzi. Również i dziś Polskę i Stany Zjednoczone łączą żywe stosunki w wielu dziedzinach życia. Doceniamy również i to, że miliony obywateli amerykańskich pochodzi z Polski i stara się utrzymywać żywe kontakty z ojczyzną ich przodków.
People of Polish origin have migrated to the United States and are now American citizens.
Będziemy mogli przeprowadzić szczere i rzeczowe rozmowy na temat spraw międzynarodowych interesujących nasze oba państwa, jak również na temat kluczowych zagadnień dotyczących spraw dwustronnych.
President Yablonski saying he's hoping that the talks that will take place here will deal with international affairs and the problems which beset the world.
Między Polską i Stanami Zjednoczonymi. Ale zarazem wynika ona z podstawowych założeń polityki, co do której słuszności jesteśmy w pełni pewni rozwijania stosunków między wszystkimi krajami w interesie pokoju i bezpieczeństwa światowego. Witając Pana, Panie Prezydencie, Pańską małżonkę, towarzyszące osobistości.
President Yablonski says that these talks will go beyond the bilateral relations between the two countries and possibly affect peace in a larger context in the world.
On behalf of the Council of State and the government of the Polish People's Republic, I wish to welcome you along with members of your party on the Polish soil. In your person, Mr. President, we greet a representative of a nation linked with the people of ours by numerous bonds of tradition. Also today, lively relations in many fields of endeavor link Poland and the United States. Indeed, we fully appreciate this, as we do also the fact that millions of American citizens come from Poland and continue to keep their contacts with the land of their ancestors. We are glad, Mr. President, that while in this country, at least in part, you shall be able to acquaint yourself with present-day Warsaw and realize the magnitude of changes which have occurred here since your visit in 1959. We trust that during your visit to Warsaw, we shall have frank and business-like conversations on international issues of interest to our two states and on key problems in the realm of our bilateral relations. The visit you are beginning today is not only an expression of expanding bilateral relations between Poland and the United States. It proceeds at the same time from the basic foundations of the policy, which we deem most proper of all, the policy of developing relations among all countries in the interest of peace and world security. In welcoming you today, Mr. President, Madam Nixon, and members of your party, we wish you a pleasant and useful stay in this country.
Well, Mr. Chairman of the Council of Ministers and all of our distinguished guests, we express our very deep appreciation to you for your generous words of welcome.
Panie Przewodniczący Rady Państwa, Szanowni Panowie, chciałbym wyrazić podziękowanie za tak miłe przyjęcie.
This for me is a very special moment.
To dla mnie jest specjalną chwilą.
While I was here 13 years ago with Mrs. Nixon, I was here then in my capacity as Vice President of the United States.
Kiedy tu byłem 13 lat temu z panią Nixon, byłem tu w roli wiceprezydenta Stanów Zjednoczonych.
And now at this very moment, for the first time in the long history and friendly history between our two countries, a President of the United States stands on Polish soil.
A właśnie w tej chwili, po raz pierwszy w naszej historii, przyjaznej historii, prezydent Stanów Zjednoczonych stoi na ziemi polskiej.
It is fitting that this should be so. First, because I bring greetings of friendship from all of the American people to all of the Polish people.
I to jest dobrze tak, ponieważ przybywam pozdrowieniami od narodu polskiego, od narodu amerykańskiego.
And particularly as you, Mr. Chairman, referred to them, I bring you specially warm greetings from the millions of Americans who are so proud of their Polish background.
Tak. A szczególnie w tej chwili, proszę pana, mam specjalne pozdrowienia, jak pan to zauważył, od miliona Amerykańców, którzy są polskiego pochodzenia.
Americans of Polish background have added enormously to the strength and the vitality and the culture of the United States.
A Amerykanie polskiego pochodzenia przyczynili się bardzo do rozwoju kulturalnego, ekonomicznego naszego kraju.
But there is also an even more significant reason why the last stop on this journey that I have taken is here in Warsaw and in Poland.
Ale jest jeszcze jedna ważniejsza przyczyna, czemu właśnie w ciągu mojej podróży ostatnio zatrzymałem się właśnie tu w Warszawie.
Perhaps no people in all the world, no country in all the world has suffered more from war than have the Polish people and the Polish nation.
Bo żaden naród świata, żadne państwo świata nie tak cierpiało w ciągu wojny, jak właśnie polski naród.
President Eisenhower told me that when he visited Poland as general of the armies in 1945, that 85% of Warsaw had been destroyed.
President Eisenhower, kiedy był w Polsce jako generał w 1945 roku, mówił o tym, że 85% tego miasta było całkowicie zniszczone.
And I know that the strong Polish people have rebuilt your great capital city of which you are so justly proud.
Tak, i wiem, że silny naród polski szybko odbudował tę piękną stolicę.
But I can assure you that the major purpose of my visit here and to the other countries that I have visited over the years that I have served in my present office is to build a new structure of peace in the world.
I zapewniam panów, że główną przyczyną i właśnie kiedy odwiedzałem inne kraje, będąc na stanowisku prezydenta, to właśnie dlatego, aby budować pokój na ziemi.
Poland has suffered too much from war. And Poland, along with other peoples in the world, want peace, and that is our goal, to achieve a world of peace for all nations.
Tak, Polacy znają, co to wojna, i naród polski cierpiał, i naród polski, jak i inne narody, pragną pokoju. To jest naszym celem. Pragniemy pokoju na ziemi.
And I am confident that the talks that I will have with you, Mr. Chairman, and with the other representatives of the Polish government will contribute to our common goal of friendship between the American people and the Polish people, and of peace for all the world.
I pewien jestem, proszę pana, że w ciągu naszych kontaktacji z przedstawicielami rządu polskiego, że to właśnie będzie celą, a to jest przyjaźń między Stanami Zjednoczonymi i Polską i także pokój dla wszystkich na ziemi.
Jak się Polska?
President Nixon and President Jablonski of Poland have exchanged greetings and expressed their hopes for the talks that are about to take place in Warsaw, where President Nixon has just arrived. Both men emphasizing the desire for peace that, that unites them.
The motorcycle escort is getting ready, Ed. The car should be here in a moment or two.
John, you've seen many airport ceremonies of this kind. Now, this one seemed to be rather informal, I think. Didn't you think so?
actually, I don't get that impression.
No?
The receptions that we've seen so far from the president this year in Peking, in Tehran, in Moscow, we're all fairly similar with the band, which you can hear in the background now, and the military review. I think the addition of the diplomatic corps here underscores the fact that the Poles are taking this visit quite seriously. And so the speeches that were made by President Jablonski and President Nixon, I think, make it, at least from where we sit, more of a formal occasion than you might have thought. The president is now standing as the band moves across in front of him, playing a Polish marching song.
Those slightly awkward moments in these ceremonies when the visiting dignitary, in this case President Nixon, doesn't quite know where to go next, and there's nobody there to tell him. And he has to wait for a signal of some kind before knowing whether to turn left or turn right and that kind of thing. And, it did strike me that way a bit here rather more than it has in the other places.
Nevertheless, Ed, if I can be a bit irreverent, it's better than the Vnukovo Airport ceremony we saw when the plane wouldn't start.
Yes. You remarked, John, on one of these occasions that it's always a surprise to see the goose step done anywhere but in Germany, but in fact it's quite widespread in Eastern Europe, isn't it?
Not only that, but they practiced it to ballet-like perfection in the Soviet Union. Well, I've never seen such goose-stepping as I saw in the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, at the memorial to the dead in Leningrad. The Russians goose-step about as well as anybody in the world, and so do the Poles. I think, Ed, as long as we've got a moment here, we can say that the fact is that there is, as with the Irish, as with the Italians and certain other nationalities, a bond of considerable importance between the people in Poland and the people in the United States. I've never been here when I haven't had a warm and enthusiastic reception, even I, and the president ought to get one. We expect, and it will be very interesting to see, crowds. The kinds of people who do turn out for the president. No American politician or public figure, I think, has ever come here since the war without getting a very warm and sincere and enthusiastic reception.
Well, John, that will be demonstrated quite soon because the president is to make a brief driving tour of Warsaw, isn't he? He's to drive around for about half an hour, I think, and go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier to lay a wreath before he goes into his first meeting with Edward Gierek, the chairman of the Polish Communist Party. So that driving tour of Warsaw will certainly give the people a chance to turn out and show what they think of his visit.
That's right, and then there's a state dinner tonight at the Palace of the Council of Ministers, and we'll get another indication of the crowd. I think it's kind of unfair just to count crowds, but we found in the Soviet Union that the police held them back, and had the police not held them back, there would have been many more people to see Mr. Nixon. Now, as you see coming in, the motorcycle escort and the limousines behind that. The president will ride in a limousine called the Chaika, which is made in the Soviet Union.
Was the president's own automobile taken on this tour, John? Did they fly it over, do you know?
Well, I've seen the large transport planes at almost every airport, Ed, that normally carry the president's limousine, but he has been riding in what we might call local transportation. He rode in a Russian car, a Zil in the Soviet Union. He's in a Russian Chaika now.
or will be in a moment. There have been security considerations all along the way that were amplified and intensified because of the shooting of George Wallace. People are nervous and have been because of that. And as you mentioned earlier, we had some bombs going off in Tehran earlier today, so that the security people are quite conscious and they are really on the sort of super alert here, but we expect nothing bad to happen in Poland. And as you can see now, the president, accompanied by President Henryk Jablonski of Poland, has left, or is leaving, Okęcie Airport here at Warsaw on his way into the city of Warsaw, where later this afternoon he will go to the parliament for talks with Edward Gierek, the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Polish United Workers' Party. That is the official title. And Mr. Gierek, of course, is the most important politician in Poland. After that, there will be a state dinner tonight at the Palace of the Council of Ministers. There will be a military escort leading him into town. The motorcade consists of about 20 cars.
So President Nixon has left the airport in Warsaw for Warsaw itself, for a drive through the streets, then for a conference with the chairman of the Polish Communist Party, Edward Gierek, and for a state dinner tonight, which will be at which the Prime Minister, Mr. Jaroszewicz, will be the host with his wife, host to President and Mrs. Nixon. This is the last stop on the president's tour. He leaves Warsaw tomorrow for Washington, where he's due tomorrow night. We'll be back on tonight at 11:30 Eastern Time with a report on the president's activities in Warsaw. Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York.